Ms. Simon, thanks for joining us. So can you summarize for our viewers how Nunavik is currently governed and what exactly the Inuit there would like to do to change it?
So right now we have a what we call the Kativik Regional Government, which came out of the James Bay and Northern Quebec Agreement in 1975. And it's an administration pretty much by under the Quebec government. So it means we have to follow the laws of the province, and we can't make laws. So the push now for self-determination and self-government and Inuit government is to bring all this work that we've done over the years and start to negotiate a government that will have lawmaking power within our territory, and therefore will start to address some of the issues that are very much affecting our communities in a more in a way that is more culturally appropriate, language appropriate, and way of life appropriate. So this is something that the Inuit of Nunavik are very much looking forward to. It won't happen quickly, but we're determined to start the negotiations.
And so what are some of the issues that when you have self-determination, what are some of the issues that you guys need to tackle right off the hop?
Well, there's a number of issues. Part of the work that we're going to be doing initially is to establish the fact that we are self-determining, and that under Section 35 of the Constitution 1982, our inherent right is recognized, and under the UN Declaration on Indigenous Peoples, mm-hmm. our right to self-determination is also recognized. So that forms the basis of our negotiations. And from there, one of the first things that we are going to tackle is community wellness, mm-hmm. because our communities are faced with a lot of different social problems, including mental health issues, and our suicide rate is apparently 12 times greater than the rest of Canada, which to me is a crisis situation.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to see you guys moving in this direction. It'll be interesting to see how these problems can be fixed from an Inuit perspective as opposed to the colonial one. Thank you so much for joining us, Mary.
You're very welcome, and thank you for inviting me.